This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. British Prime Minister Theresa May and U.S. President Donald Trump both signaled a desire Tuesday to expand trade between their nations as they began a series of meetings in London. Speaking at a business roundtable event, Trump said he thinks the two sides will reach a trade deal that is very fair.
We're going to be working on that today and even a little bit tomorrow and probably into the next couple of weeks, but I think we'll have a very, very substantial trade deal.
May said Britain and the United States could expand their economic partnership with a bilateral trade deal and that her government believes in keeping markets free, fair, and open. Trump has pursued new trade agreements with a number of major U.S. trade partners, including China, with a stated goal of making terms more friendly to the United States. In addition to speaking with business leaders, Trump and May are holding bilateral talks and a working lunch Tuesday before appearing at a joint news conference. Security was tightened around Beijing's Tiananmen Square Tuesday as China sought to silence any remembrance of the deadly crackdown on student-led protests exactly 30 years ago. Visitors were subjected to strict identification checks by security forces as they arrived at Tiananmen Square to witness the daily early morning flag-raising ceremony. Foreign journalists were barred from the square and warned not to take any pictures of the scene. Hundreds, possibly thousands of people were killed when Chinese soldiers and tanks stormed Tiananmen Square on June 4, 1989, to end a nearly two-month demonstration by students and workers demanding democratic change and the end of corruption. As with past anniversaries, China's ruling Communist Party has gone to great lengths to erase any memories of the event from official history. It bans any public observance of the crackdown, heavily censors the internet by removing all articles about it, and rounds up activists, lawyers, and journalists as the anniversary approaches. This is VOA News. Another